Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being aired and recorded for October the 7th, 2023. And we're going to be looking at an interesting subject, kind of what chases us. The author of this question, his name is Nance, and I hear from him from time to time, and I'm very grateful for that. He seems to kind of get the gist of what I've been doing. Evidently, he was with me in Escondido when I was teaching formally, and I don't think I ever had the chance to meet him. But anyway, here's what he says. Dear Greg, I have noticed over the years that many come and many go when it comes to your discourses and work. What do you think it is that makes them come, and what do you think it is that makes them go? When I was in India, we had a lot of looky-loos. Most people are looky-loos. They've never put themselves to anything that is beyond the, thought of gaining money or power, prestige or comfort and things like that. Most people don't put themselves towards anything like that. So when I was in India, we would have gigantic crowds for discourse in the morning. And they'd be around, 2,000-3,000 people. And then the next morning, there would be another 2,000-3,000 people. And they were all different. Even Bhagwan would talk about, they come, they go, they come, they go. So it is the nature of what I am teaching that makes people come, and they're curious. And when they hear that there has to be some real effort to put into the work, they go. They don't think it's worth it. People are looking for some kind of a place where they can get whatever they want that might occupy them comfortably and make them feel, quote unquote, good about themselves. And if they do that, if they have that kind of experience where they're feeling good about themselves, yada, da, yada, da, and they think that it might be something that would make them, more unique, something, that they can talk about at a cocktail party or at a bar, then they like doing that. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of really doing the work, they don't want to meditate. They don't want to do any kind of self-exploration. They don't have the honesty and the integrity inside of them to do any of that, because they just have only the will to live and live as long as they can. Nihilism, Nance, is a huge thing. You have to understand that it is overtaken the world. And the reason nihilism has taken over so much is basically because of politics and how we have destroyed the weather. The weather now has become the mainstream of every news story, that you see on the internet or on TV. It's all about the storms, the heat, the cold, the everything. It's worse than a nuclear bomb. So our basic idea of survival is at stake, and that's the only thing that matters to us is our survival. So with all that being said, and survival being everything to most people, that's as far as they ever go. They are only interested in the time they have in their body, and how much fun they can have or what they can explore as far as going other places. Not that they can take that with them through death, because they can't, but they do it anyway to occupy themselves, because their body, their ego, their mind is hungering and thirsting for something that they won't give it, that they don't even know exists. It's their soul. And they're not interested in awakening to the soul. They don't know what it is. They don't really care, because as long as the body is comfortable, they think they're comfortable. As long as the body is being gratified, then they think they're being happy. As long as they get what they want, they think they're doing what is right, yada, yada, yada. They have all sorts of assumptions. But as Jesus said, what reward have you if you live in this manner? And his teachings on it were very right, very insightful. One day, no matter who you are or what you are, your soul will be required of you, as he said. And he's right. There'll come a time when you have to look at the soul. And you have to ask yourself, is this important to me? And here's the deal, and I'm going to just say it right out loud. Until I am, shall we say, interested in my soul, interested in what carries me from lifetime to lifetime, that thing that matters the most in my life, in everyone's life, the soul, I will not be able to find any kind of comfort in my life. I will not find any real sense of what people would think of as satisfaction. The soul is something that cannot be defined. It is the essence, how do I put this? It's very, very difficult to put it in words. It is the maturation, it is the ability to take the universe and merge yourself with it to such a degree that it actually is something that dedicates itself to life as love, rather than avoiding the world or living in the world or trying to have the world as that life. It is the sum and substance of the meaning of our life. And it cannot really be put into words, because it is not of this world. It is the unborn within us. And we are not born with a soul. We are living into it. If we are wise, we are born into it through love, through compassion, through mercy. And once that has started to occur, Nance, then the whole thing is about love. It is about life, and living and dying and everything that we go through is, well, not as important to us because it has nothing to do with our gratifications. Living takes on a new definition. It is the defining of living from the heart, the authentic heart, not the emotional heart, the authentic heart. And if you can do that, if you can live from the authentic and really see it for what it is, as love, the authentic as goodness, then you understand why people come and people go. They don't want to hear about this. They don't want to work on this. Their minds are perpetuated in the society and the culture, always trying to strive to get ahead, have more, get more, and be popular, I guess is the word you'd use, you know, to be renowned in some way. We don't really understand what we're doing. Look at Materia Medica. Look at the entertainment industry. Look at how we work, how we live. I mean, what are we doing here? In nihilism, the whole idea is nothing matters, so you just do what you have to do to survive, and then you go do what you want to do to live. And that is a recipe for tremendous pain and suffering, and why the world has been brought to its knees with climate change, as they like to call it. We have destroyed the Earth's climate. There, from what I've read from scientists, there's no way back. So this is the way it's going to end, not with a bang, but a whimper. And that's the way we live our life. So that's why many come, many go. They hear, oh, maybe there'd be something here I could work upon or get or experience that I haven't experienced before. And then when they realize, oh, my God, this is going to require a lifestyle change beyond, oh, maybe what I'm used to, then that's when they quit and they try to find something better. And that's what it's all about. What's better? Oh, Nance, I'm sorry I never really got to formally meet you in San Diego, but I want to thank you for this beautiful question. And I see you have more, so we will talk about them. Please forgive me, all of you. And thanks for listening. Namaste.